Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
During the long months of the lockdown in Italy, Radio Papesse joined forces with the amazing artists and producers at Usma Radio to become an amplifier for the Crown Project, fighting the lockdown through radio. So, what happened exactly? For 30 days, every day, artists from all over the world came together for a live improvised session of radio music, words and sound experiments, together with Roberto Pacidalo, to play together from different locations, yet united through radio, to listen together from different locations, thanks to the medium of radio. So, what you're going to listen are bits and pieces of some of the Crown sessions, sewn together by fragments of a longer conversation with Roberto Pacidalo. Enjoy.
Every day at 5 p.m., a tea time live concert on Usma Radio and Radio Papesse. Musicians, artists, writers, actors, poets, singers, radio lovers performing from their very homes. Roberto Pacidalo plays an improvised session together with a guest, and we welcome today Johann Merich, L'Impero della Luce. And now, Crown. Well, actually, as soon as we heard about the lockdown in Italy, I mean, a few minutes after the news, we decided to do something different. And that different is this series, this cycle of performances, radio performances, where every day we perform in connection with an artist at his or her place, at home, so to speak. Well, actually, from the very beginning, we were not really in favor of video information, video signal or video live something. From the very beginning, from the day one, we simply said, this is a radio and it works on sound. An image is just accessory, you know, it's something which we might use, but we don't. And then in this very time, you know, right now, there's an explosion of live performances through the socials and the platforms.
That's exactly our perspective as well. The idea of going through and using sound and getting into the act of listening as well as the act of transmitting and finding the scratches and the breaks into also in the act of listening and transmitting.
We were really working on two different levels. One is the tradition of network performances. you know, what we know from the beginning of the 90s, what we did before the internet, and then when the internet came, and then the combination between internet, the radio, and all the rest. But the challenge somehow was to do it daily, because it's not that difficult to do one short event, you know, like 1 day or 2 days extreme, but then 30 days, you know, with one after the other, those performances was really challenging. And this was also related to the second aspect, which for us is the school of radio, because we all had to learn things every single day, and every single day was a different context, this different situation, not only because it was a different person, but you know, technologies are different. Crowd was radio, was really radio also in the old school sense, so to speak. Of course, using these technologies. But we tried to do, to have this expanded radio studio. Well, actually, we wanted to have this variety, so that's why the artists, they're so different. Also, from a generation, you know, generation point of view, you know, we go from very young people to senior citizens, so to speak. And actually, what is interesting is that we were really working on two different levels. One is the tradition of network performances. You know, what we know from the beginning of the 90s, what we did before the internet, and then when the internet came, and then the combination between internet, the radio, and all the rest. But the challenge somehow was to do it daily, because it's not that difficult to do one short event, you know, like 1 day or 2 days extreme, but then 30 days, you know, with one after the other, those performances was really challenging. And this was also related to the second aspect, which for us is the school of radio, because it was a fantastic school for all of us, because we all had to learn things every single day, and every single day was a different context, this different situation, not only because it was a different person, but you know, technologies are different.
Per descrivere questa singolare poesia sarà opportuno partire dalla sua energia, e cioè dal suo voltaggio, dai suoi ohm e dai suoi ampere, poiché si tratta di una poesia elettrica e la sua forma dipende dalla sua impedenza, il suo contenuto dalla sua induttanza. Per leggere correttamente questa poesia elettrica sarà però necessario eseguire prima una serie di operazioni e procurarsi dei materiali che non sono compresi in questo libro. I materiali che occorrono sono una comune pila da 4,5 volt, due pezzi di cavo elettrico in rame, una matita di grafite ben temperata, del nastro isolante. Le operazioni che occorre eseguire sono: disegnare e colorare con la matita due stelle a 5 punte, una prima della prima lettera della poesia e una dopo l'ultima. Collegare alle stelle e tra loro tutte le vocali del testo, unendole con un segno ben tracciato e fatto spesso con la matita, realizzando così un circuito elettrico completo. Collegare i due pezzi di cavo elettrico in rame ai due poli della batteria e successivamente alle due stelle, usando del nastro isolante. La poesia allora si illuminerà, poiché si illumineranno tutte le sue vocali a causa della differenza di potenziale tra il polo positivo e quello negativo della batteria e alla resistenza elettrica del tungsteno contenuto nell'inchiostro adoperato per tracciarle. La A non sarà nera, ma gialla. La E non sarà bianca, ma viola. La I sarà rossa. La U sarà verde. La O sarà blu.
What do you think is the biggest takeaway from this daily show?
Okay, this kind of project is about roughly 10 hours day work in order to do our half an hour performance. This is 10 hours because you have to imagine every single aspect, all the testing. Every day we do all the technical tests for the following, for the upcoming day, you know. So it's really huge. What I think we learned so much, and now we want to go on a different schedule, of course, but now we're ready.
Tuvo su mensaje de paz y felicidad, que el futuro nos depara. pare lavoro.
Op België stuurt zijn groetende ruimte in aan de dood van de vloot. En hoopt dat deze boodschap, als een wonder, bij de zon in de wereld. Zelfen aan het hoofd van de Tjernaalse space.
And we will also wonder about the sound quality of the pieces, also from a technical point of view. I mean, some of them are extremely good, and that's why I'm very happy about that. And this is, of course, just the beginning.
Bye.
good quality is possible. In order to do it, one also has to become an educator in terms of creating a connection and making other people, giving other people the tools to make radio. Because what happened now is that you gave all the single artists that took part in it the tools to make radio.
Yeah, and consider that, you know, several of the artists, because this was not this Facebook, you know, live or whatever. Several of the artists, they got very excited, and now they proposing things like, let's do it on, you know, extend the time, maybe 3 hours performance, because they were really captured by that, and that's why I'm very happy. This was Crown.
Can you introduce yourself and the other mind behind Crown?
Well, you know, the project has been conceived by me, Roberto Pacidalò, together with Alessandro Renzi, which is USMA Radio Station Manager, and of course in collaboration with Radio Papese.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.